RadioArchives.com presents Mark Justice's The Dead Sheriff, Cannibals and Bloodsuckers, by Mark Justice and Ron Fortier. Read to you by Joe Formicella. Mark Justice's The Dead Sheriff, Cannibals and Bloodsuckers, is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Chapter 1. Indian Territory, North of Texas. The Indian youth screamed when Arlo Belcher bit into his shoulder and ripped away a mouthful of flesh and muscle and blood.
"Damn it, Arlo! I ain't even got the fire built yet," his brother said.
"Can't help it, Billy," Arlo said around a mouthful of meat. "I was hungry, and this here Injun tastes good."
"You know what you are. Uncouth."
Billy dropped an armful of thin sticks on the pile. A whimper sounded from the Indian woman tied up on the ground. Her black hair was plastered to the side of her face with blood, a result of a blow struck moments ago by Billy with the barrel of his Colt revolver.
"You shut up!"
He kicked the woman in the ribs, taking sweet delight in the feeling of bone and cartilage collapsing against the tip of his boot.
"I don't want to be hearing from my food until it's time to cook you."
Billy walked to the edge of the clearing for more sticks, annoyed by the wet chewing sounds coming from Arlo and his meal.
"Arlo is simple, so you always got to take care of him."
That's what Mama had said time and again. So Billy dragged Arlo along with him on their grand adventure, and it was mostly a good thing. Arlo was somebody to talk to, as long as the conversation stuck to killing and stealing and cornholing. His little brother had grown into a big old boy, and that was a big help in their work, but damn, the kid didn't listen.
"I swear to God, if you don't slow down and wait for me, I'm..."
Someone yelled and slammed into Billy so hard he was thrown face down in the dirt. Whoever hit him was on his back, spewing out thick, angry sounds that might have been words. Injun talk. Billy tried to roll over, at least until something hard connected with his skull. He didn't lose consciousness, but the world grew distant and the sounds around him seemed to come from deep in a well. That included the sound of a rifle shot. The weight of the attacker slumped against Billy's back and did not move. Billy pushed mightily with his arms, despite a sick feeling in his head and gut, and managed to roll over. The dead weight fell off of him. He blinked into the sunlight and saw Arlo standing there, the Winchester Billy had brought back from the war steady in his hands. Arlo's mouth, neck, and shirt were covered in the bright blood of the Injun boy.
"God damn it, Arlo! Wipe your face!"
The Belcher boys ate good. Billy's attacker had been another Injun male, around 15 or so. He was lean and tough, but the woman and the younger boy provided enough meat to last a few days. Billy and Arlo sat against a big rock, enjoying the fullness of their bellies and watching the sun disappear behind the hills.
"You sure you're all right?"
At Billy's urging, repeated urging, Arlo had splashed creek water on his face, which only served to smear the blood around. Now he looked like some sort of sad, crazy clown.
"He hit you hard with that stick."
"I got a thick head, Arlo. That's what Mama always said."
Mama said a lot of things, especially when she drank, which was most days. One of her favorite sayings was,
"I should have killed you when you come out of me, you little piece of shit."
Another was,
"You two ain't gonna amount to nothing but a stain in the dirt."
But of all the things Mama said, Billy's favorite was,
"What are you doing with that knife? Get away from... Ah!"
That was minutes before Billy and Arlo tasted people for the first time. It was only right that they start with Mama. Flesh of my flesh. Arlo licked his fingers.
"Good eating."
"Yeah, I thought Injun would be tougher."
"But it ain't. That Injun lady..."